Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
What a day. What a day already.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm having a day.
Oh, I'm having a day, y'all. Do you say that?
Hell no, I don't say that. Everybody's having a day unless you're dead. You got to have an adjective in there for it to make sense. I am having a day. What kind of day? A good day? Sweet day? Bad day?
A murderous day.
That's like people feeling some kind of way. What kind of way? Everybody's feeling some kind of way. I guess it makes a difference where the accent goes. If you say, I'm feeling some kind of way, you'd be like, oh, well, I'm not quite sure. I can't pinpoint what mood I'm in here.
Yeah.
But when you say it with an accent on a different word, and you say, I'm feeling some kind of way.
Yeah.
That means, obviously, that you're feeling badly in some sort.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But I don't use nonsense language. My language comes with adjectives. Yeah. As the kids call them, sparkle words.
You reserve the nonsense for your behavior.
Yes.
You are. Yeah. This man is into monkey business all day long.
Monkey shines.
That's what it is.
As the young people say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we have something as our, in case you missed it today, that was a little bit of controversy in my home.
Controversy that you caused. This is the worst.
Did I, Riggins?
Yeah.
Did I?
This is the nastiest thing you've done.
Well, I don't know. I could have thrown off your judgment from the beginning whenever I said it was retaliation on my part. And then that made it sound like something sinister.
Maybe it was the word retaliation.
All right, so we'll get into that next.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, it was revealed on yesterday's show of a little fun I was having with my wife, and she didn't think it was that fun. So, here's how it all went down from the beginning. It's called In Case You Missed It.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
All right, so there's a thing that people have been laughing about that my wife criticizes me for, leaving lights on, like leaving the house in the morning and leaving a pantry light on or kitchen light, or yesterday it was the laundry room light because I had my hands full. I was trying to get, you know, some stuff that I had to bring to work with me, loaded into my truck and everything. So, she started calling me, leave the light on Lenny. Well, leave the light on Lenny over there. So, you know, we go back and forth with each other. Yeah, good-natured ribbing.
Sure.
You know. So this morning when little Miss wakes up and goes into the kitchen, she will have zero working lights.
What?
I took every light bulb out of the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so that way I'll know not to leave. I made sure not to leave any lights on, Riggins. I just couldn't take a chance on not flipping the switch, so I had to go and take every bulb out to prevent myself because I'm, you know, I need help.
Oh my God!
I need to take extreme measures to make sure I don't leave a light on.
You're a psycho. You're a butt wipe. That's crazy. That's next level. Mm-hmm. Trying to prove a point.
Now I was gonna put all those light bulbs in a container, and I was gonna put it in my truck, and then her not be able to find it,
take them.
Yeah, but I didn't do that.
It's the equivalent of like slamming the door when you're a kid, and your dad removes the door from the hinges.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but you're an adult.
Yeah, but and kind of in reverse.
And kind of, yeah, kind of. Wow.
I mean, she's so worried about my leaving lights on now. I'll just do that every day.
Well, did you see the reaction on social media from that picture we posted?
No.
Well, a lot of people are on your side.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Some people say, how hard is it to go in there and flip the switch and turn it off?
Yeah.
A lot women said that. But then some people just said you're thoughtless and a lot of that.
Yeah. What other kinds of things do they call me? A misogynist, Hitler, Stalin.
No. Somebody said, Motel 6, we'll leave the light on for you, Lenny. How do we know she didn't turn the light on, snap the photo, and turn it back off?
Well, to be honest, as I was pulling out yesterday, I looked back and I said, oh, man, I left that laundry room light on. I'm going to hear about that.
So you definitely did it.
Yeah. Yeah, I did it.
Anyone can turn a light on, take a picture, and blame someone else. The burden of proof is on the accuser. This doesn't get within a mile of probable cause.
Exactly. I'm going to sue her now. I'll see her in civil court for defamation.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ, did you see the fun direct message we got from a listener?
No.
With our pictures in it?
No.
We took a picture with a listener last weekend. Do you remember it?
Last weekend?
Last weekend. Yeah. Well, we weren't physically in the picture. Our likeness, our image was in the picture with her. She went to eat at a steakhouse in our area where our pictures are on the wall.
Oh, yeah, at the Palm?
At the Palm. That's a steakhouse chain. I think there's, I don't know, 15 or 20 of them around the country. It is an incredible steakhouse.
Yeah, it's fancy.
It's real fancy. And our pictures are on the wall. We're good friends of the people at the Palm. And she took a picture and was pointing up at us on the wall.
No way.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I said, how was the meal? Because I love hearing about what people had at the Palm. It's like just incredible steaks and stuff like that. And she was great. My boyfriend and I ended up getting into a fight that night. How do you have a bad night at the Palm? It's like such a five-star experience. And she said, well, he got the server's attention by clinking his fork on the glass.
No way.
I said, you're kidding. And I said, oh, no, just like, I didn't know what to say to that. She said, yeah, he was trying to get the server's attention and clinked his glass with the fork. And I said, what are you doing? And his response was something along the lines of, they want to know when we want them because they want to get a good tip. So the server wants me to get their attention if I need something. And I thought, what kind of logic is that?
Oh, why didn't he just snap his fingers?
Which do you think is, I mean, of all the things to do in a fancy restaurant like that, would you ever think about snapping your fingers or clinking a glass?
No, but because the glass clinking symbolizes something else.
Yeah.
In fanciness.
Yeah.
It means be quiet. There's an announcement or a toast about to happen or can I have everyone's attention. Cling, cling, cling,
cling, cling. Because it gets everybody's attention. Right.
It's not a bell that's just for the server. Right. You know, it's not one of those things like they have at Lowe's where you hit the button that said service needed in the painting section or whatever.
You're not in a Lowe's.
Right.
This is a nice place, white tablecloth, and you're clinking the glass. She said, well, it ended up, you know, he didn't understand it. And she said something about, like, would you do that if it was a woman, like clink your glass? And he said, probably.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he's going to do one, you might as well do the other.
Yeah, I don't think it's not based on gender at all. He's just a doofus, I think.
I wonder though if that's his first, like if he is not very experienced in the fine dining establishments. You
can't be. You know, it's like you act like you've been there before. Maybe he literally hasn't been there before, and he does that in every restaurant he goes to. But that's just bad manners, man. That's really bad.
Yeah. Well, that would never work when Rob is out to eat because all the glasses are plastic. Tapping on one of those Coke tumbler things like they have on American Idol sitting on the table. Hey, yeah, with a plastic fork.
More onion rings. Hey, Seth.
You got to shake the little red basket at him. Bang it on the table. Conk, 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 conk. Sorry, Rob, but it's true. It's
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So, Riggins, you're all over the internets, all over social medias and everything. I mean, you're just always lurking.
Yeah.
You in the urban, where they lurking.
You bet.
Every corner. Is it true that the younger generation, these Zoomers, they call them, have kind of fallen off of the trend of taking pictures of their food and posting it on social medias?
That's a good question. I think so.
Because I saw some statistics, or as some confused people say, statistics, that showed that that's strictly still millennials hanging on to that trend of taking pictures of their food and posting it.
Yeah, I think millennials and up.
Yeah.
I think so, which is a good thing, because most, as you've pointed out many times, most food pictures are not good.
Yeah. Do Gen Xers, my generation, do we do that? No, I don't do it, so I shouldn't say we. Do they do that?
I only follow like two Gen Xers, and you're one of them. So yeah. I don't see you doing it a lot.
Every now and then I'll post something that I've cooked.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm only doing that so I can be all smart ass about it and,
yeah,
you know, get some eye rolls and things.
Yeah.
But I would never just get an order sat down in front of me at a restaurant and wait and take a picture of it and post it with the menu in the background and all that.
Yeah. I think millennials were more responsible for posting sort of ordinary things all the time, mm-hmm. just trying to make content. Yeah. So that's where the food pictures come from.
Because it was new.
It was new. It was fun. Yeah, yeah. Look, I'm out to eat. I'm doing fun things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, maybe that has gone away.
And I'm guessing men don't do that in general very often, do they?
No, it is more women.
Yeah.
Especially with the drinks. I think that's the bigger one than the food. It's the drinks. Taking a picture of the drinks in the menu and stuff like that. And I don't know. Yeah, I think it's more women.
Yeah, my little friend Jenny does that a lot with the drinks.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's just to make fun of her husband, handsome husband Michael, and me, because she and Jody will be drinking beer, and then we'll be drinking some sort of a fruity cocktail or something.
That could be it. And that's a worthy picture to take. Look at what they're drinking. Mm-hmm. I'll do that too.
Yeah. But I see men in restaurants, you know, backing away from their click, taking a picture. Oh, wait, the menu wasn't in there, so I can get the name of the restaurant.
No, you don't see it. I saw somebody doing a video in a Chili's, and they were biting into their mozzarella stick, and the server comes over and he goes, you'd be able to eat a lot more if you weren't taking a picture of every one of them. It was like, hello. And it was on the video.
I saw that. And the person goes, it's my job.
Yeah, she got it, did not like that.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be doing that in public, not from the employees, you shouldn't expect, you know, comments here or there. But, I mean, you're making a spectacle of yourself in a public place. Not necessarily in a bad way, but you're like, everybody, look over here at me. I'm doing something weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
It takes a lot of confidence to do that, too. I know. Setting up a ring light, putting a tripod on your table while you're alone, mm-hmm. doing it. Please. That takes.
No, thank you.
You're rock solid.
but the whole concept of, you know, like that Influencers in the Wild site that I follow.
Yeah.
I mean, those people are running out in the middle of traffic and imposing themselves on people trying to get to work and all that just to take pictures dancing in the crosswalk or whatnot.
We love it. We eat it up.
See, now, that's where somebody should be able to snatch them up. You know, if you're inconveniencing other people, you got to be snatched up and hauled away.
Like a dog catcher.
Yeah.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, what a big treat. Oh, my God. What a treat. Cheers, everyone. Alexis is here.
I'm here.
Yay!
All right. Hi, guys.
So I'm sure throughout the entire hour, we'll be catching up with her, because we haven't seen her in a week.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We didn't see her for a few months, and now we haven't seen her for a week. So much to catch up on.
Oh, my gosh, so much.
But I'd like to catch up on her stuff, what's going on in her life, without having to actually talk to her or hear her. Well, can y'all just tell me what she says?
Just relay it to you?
Yeah.
Every time, like, not even 5 minutes, dude. Not even 5 minutes.
Not even a minute.
Oh, my God, that voice.
Well, Alexis is back, and that is big news, but there's also news that is trending. Did anybody see the big beaver moon this morning? I mean, the beaver moon in full effect tonight, specifically at around 4:30 Eastern. It's going to be the biggest it's been in years. So if you get outside, go see the full moon today.
Right. Well, what does that mean, Alexis, in the
the zodiac?
Yeah, the zodiac world.
Keep
up with moons.
I knew you were going to ask me that, because as I was coming in, I saw the moon. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if the guys saw the moon this morning. I'm like, they didn't. But I haven't been keeping up with this kind of stuff lately, honestly.
Good. What? Oh, yeah. Really? So, you got that husband that's actually not head in the clouds.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, we have the answer. The full moon rises in the earth sign of Taurus. And full moons in Taurus offer us a chance to connect with others. It boosts confidence, and it'll help you find comfort, it says.
Oh.
The earth sign of Taurus. The full moon rises in Taurus. The four Taurus. I don't even, yeah. I mean, I don't know how to make heads or tails of that.
Right. But I mean, it is fun to say beaver moon.
I mean, that's the whole reason.
I wonder if Bucky's is doing any sales today.
Yeah. Oh, beaver moon.
That line is going to be down the interstate trying to get into every Bucky's is.
You want brisket? We got brisket. Oh. Beaver nuggets. All that stuff.
We got the beaver moon special on the brisket this day.
Mike Tyson is trending this morning. A big incident yesterday at the weigh-in for the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight that is scheduled to happen tonight. Jake Paul accidentally steps on Mike Tyson's foot, and Mike Tyson slapped him. And I'm sure part of it was scripted that they're going to get into some kind of scuffle. But Mike Tyson hit him pretty good, slapped him open hand, made his head snap around. And it looked like it was an accident that Jake Paul stepped on his foot, but Tyson was not happy. Oh, he immediately, face turned and backed up from, like, we're about to fight right now.
You know how I know that it wasn't the all-the-way real deal?
How?
Because he slapped him.
And didn't punch
him? If that's
him?
Mike Tyson just freaking out, he's gonna hit him with the fist.
Yeah. So that is tonight on Netflix.
Are you guys excited about this? Like, as guys, like, is this like a big deal?
It's not a huge deal, but it's natural curiosity. Mm-hmm. Mike Tyson's 58, Jake Paul's 27. They're both crazy, great boxers. It's going to be a spectacle. I want to see them hit each other. Yeah.
I want Jake Paul to wear him out.
Yeah.
TJ's a big Jake Paul proponent in this match. So we'll see how that turns out. So that's on Netflix tonight, 4.5-hour event. Alexis texted me yesterday in preparation for her return to the show, and she said one simple sentence: I have a question for TJ. Mm. And I said, let me hear it first. We'll get to it next.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So I'm going to hand the mic over to Alexis in just a second. But Alexis is back. She's heading up Breaking and Entering Christmas this year. We'll get into those details later. But if you want to nominate a family, TJRiggins.com/Christmas. Alexis, ask TJ the question that you want his opinion on.
Okay.
This is good. I think this is really interesting.
And of course, I was like, if I need wisdom, who do I go to? TJ.
Oh.
You know?
Love that.
So, well, okay. So I was expecting her to throw something at me. But.
No. Okay. This is a genuine question, and I've never heard an opinion like this.
Okay, so I have been married a little bit over a month now, but as soon as we got back from our honeymoon, I was feeling so depressed. And I was like, why do I feel so sad? And so I had to, like, Google it. I'm like, why do I feel so sad after coming back from my honeymoon? And it's a whole thing, honeymoon blues, wedding blues. And I was like, is this a real thing? Like, has TJ ever experienced honeymoon blues?
It makes sense because you're so busy and everything for the, leading up to your honeymoon for the past month at least is just focused on the wedding and getting travel plans made. And then you get there and you're like, oh, we're here. We're married. We can relax. We have the time of our lives. And then boom, back to reality. It's kind of like when Christmas is over for a lot of people. It's like I've been doing nothing but shopping and running and going, and then we got all the gifts and we had the family fun, and then now nothing. Now I'm looking at these Christmas decorations and I got to take them down, and you start looking at the negative aspects of life when everything is looking so forward and positive for the wedding and it's going to be the big day and then the honeymoon and all, and then all of a sudden you're just like, you don't have anything to look forward to.
It was the worst. I was literally like sad, like crying almost.
You weren't second guessing your decision to get married.
No, it wasn't that at all. And it's crazy because like the last 2 weeks before the wedding were chaotic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A drama. Okay. Like super drama. And I kept saying, I can't wait for this to be over so that we can just get back to real life.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got back, I'm like, this sucks.
Real life sucks.
Take me back.
Uh-huh. Right. You know, it's kind of like the best place to be in line for something is next. Mm-hmm. Like you want to be next, because if you're far back, you're like, oh, it's taking too long, but you know, you're sitting there and you're going, oh wow, I'm next, we're next.
Yeah.
And you look forward to it, and then boom, the ride's over at the roller coaster, and then you're like, oh, that was fun, but I want to ride it again.
Yeah. So have you rebounded?
Not yet. No, I'm still there. Every day I think about something about the honeymoon, and I'm like, Jay, do you remember that time at the honeymoon? And he's like, get over it, dude.
It was a week ago.
It's been a month already.
I remember it.
Yeah, I think that'd be the best thing. So, especially if your husband's been working hard, when he comes in after a long day and you're there, I would start complaining to him immediately.
Yeah.
About wanting to be back at the resort.
Yeah.
And make him feel like he's a failure for every day he doesn't have you back at that resort.
Put me back on the beach. That's where I belong.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Ow. I just hit my funny bone. And it wasn't fun.
Oh, no.
Alexis is here today. So we're going to be talking about what her role on the show is for right now. Helping people. Help me if she would shh. But... Okay. I'm TJ, and my wife's name's Jody. And I've told y'all before that my wife does not share things that were originally meant for her. Now, she'll be generous and get people things that, you know, I'll buy this for you, get you this little gift, whatever. But when something's established to be hers, she doesn't want to part with it. So, the other night, I was in the pantry, and I saw, because she'd been to the store that day, that there was a brand new little box of dark-covered chocolate sea salt cashews. And I knew that she had bought those for her, because my son and I don't eat dark chocolate, and, you know, it's probably disgusting. But I turned my phone on record because I said I'm going to have a little fun with it and prove to people that I'm not lying about her not wanting to share food or snacks or any kind of thing like that. So it may be a little hard for you to hear her, but just we'll try to translate.
Hey, Aiden, Mama got us some sea salt cashews, dark chocolate sea salt.
You don't like dark chocolate. It's a sign of my business.
It's in the family pantry.
It's not for you.
No, it's not for y'all because you don't like dark chocolate. Stay out of my business.
That second one was, they're not for you. I mean, there was no joking in her voice.
It's not for you.
The fact that she says it her business.
Yeah.
All that is her business.
Right. Stay out of my business.
But if it goes in the pantry, it's community. I mean, I don't know. Are you going to devolve into writing your names on stuff?
No, we don't have to. We know whatever she's got in there that's for her.
Yeah.
And it's usually stuff that we don't even like. Mm. The only thing that's come in that she bought for herself is that I've liked is that pumpkin Special K. Girl, have you had that pumpkin Special K?
I haven't tried it.
Oh. Mm-mm. Well, I tried it and Jody didn't like it because it was hers, marked hers in the pantry.
Well, you took the first bowl out of it.
Yeah.
Do you think that played a role?
No.
Just eating any of her stuff.
Yeah, because I ate one bowl out of it. When it's gone, she'll say, well, you ate all my cereal. That was gone fast. And I haven't had any more of it, so.
Oh, you didn't?
Uh-uh. Lord, no.
Special K limited edition pumpkin harvest fall festival cereal. You stay out of it. That's my business.
With a side of mums.
Stay out of my business.
I love that woman.
Oh, she's a peach.
Mm-mm.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
We do a thing called Breaking and Entering Christmas, and the way it works is people nominate families who are going through a hard time this year, and there are a lot of them, and so these families may not be getting very much for Christmas or any kind of Christmas celebration at all, so if they're picked, we anonymously break into their homes while they're gone with the help of the person who nominated them, their friend or family member, and then leave everything that they could have ever wanted for a dream Christmas. They come home to find it, never knowing where it came from. So Alexis is in charge of that this year. Alexis, who was never even allowed to celebrate Christmas growing up.
No.
So now she's the Christmas person. I think that's great.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
I love it.
All right, so how are things going with it?
So we have some exciting news. Obviously all of the devastation that happened up in the mountains in the western North Carolina has been horrible, and a lot of people lost a lot. People lost everything. So we wanted to put our attention up there. And so we put out some feelers, some connections. I actually finally was able to talk to Amanda Riggin, who has been huge instrumental help with figuring out what's the best way to help people up there.
Mm-hmm,
that,
mm-hmm.
That was a fangirl moment for me.
And her too. I mean, she said, you think you could give Alexis my number? I finally want to talk to her or whatever.
Well, oh my God.
I
want to
meet her in person. Yeah. I can't wait.
She's cool.
Yeah, she's cool.
But yeah, so we are going to bring Christmas, hopefully. This is still in the works, so we're trying to figure out details. I'm in the process of talking to people. You know, people are still trying to get back to some type of, you know, normal up there. So it's hard to get in contact with people. But we're going to try to bring Christmas to a whole town. And I'm so excited about this. It's going to be big. It's going to be different than anything that we've ever done. And it's just going to be the best. So
wow.
I'm excited.
Look at you.
Look at her.
Just raining down Christmas.
Explosion of Christmas everywhere.
You're everywhere. Little Miss Hallmark is what you are.
She is. She's Mrs. Christmas.
Yep. I'm going to have to get an outfit and everything. A little Santa outfit, elf outfit, something.
You don't already have an elf outfit? I thought you were wearing it today.
You're so funny.
If you go watch the video on the YouTubes, you'll see that was actually funny because of what she's wearing.
Whatever, dude.
So if you want to nominate a family, you know a family that needs this kind of help, then just go to tjriggins.com/help.
Christmas.
Help Christmas.
No,
just Christmas.
TJRiggins.com/Christmas.
I thought everything we were doing now was going to say help.
Help.
Well, that is, if you would like to donate to our charity, you can go to TJRiggins.com/help.
But this is nominate people.
This is nominating people for breaking and entering Christmas.
So TJRiggins.com/TJFan.
Oh, my God.
I'm confused.
What are you doing?
Shut up, Rob. TJRiggins.com/Christmas at the TJ and Riggins show. Slash Christmas.
Underscore.
Asterisk.
Oh my God. 1, 2, 3.
Divided by sign.
Hashtag.
percent.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today.